From the Opubco studios at Britain and Broadway, you're listening to a News OK podcast.
Welcome to the News OK Pet Show. I'm Carrie Coppernall.
I'm Dawn Marks.
And we're joined today by John Gary, who is the Unit Operations Supervisor of the Oklahoma City Animal Shelter. Thank you for joining us, John.
Thank you for having me.
And we're going to talk with John about Mission Orange here in a second. But first, Dawn, you've got some pet news for us.
I do have some pet news. First off is a hero story.
Oh, I like those.
Yes. A pit bull named Blitz in Holland is getting some hero treatment after he frightened a man who was having a disagreement with his estranged wife.
Dun, dun, dun.
They think it was a possible abduction attempt.
Oh my gosh.
And Blitz saved thwarted
the yeah.
the abduction.
That's
attempt.
Awesome.
So I guess this 33-year-old suspect had broken into the home of his estranged wife, is accused of doing that, and then was dragging her across the road. And this person, this pet owner who didn't want to be named, heard the screaming and let the dog out.
Yeah.
And opened the door to investigate, and Blitz raced out.
Yeah. Past. He was like, we have no time for looking. We've got to do something.
Thwarted the attempt. And Blitz is described as a very gentle dog who likes to lick people, and he never actually attacked the suspect.
He just scared him.
Just scared him.
Good for Blitz.
Stopped it.
Good job.
And then my second story here I have, this is from Sioux City. I think, Carrie, you have mentioned several times that you feel like sometimes you're hurting cats.
Yes.
Well, these police officers actually did herd have to herd cats.
Why was there a pack of cats?
Well, Sioux City Animal Control officers first learned of the situation when a woman was seen at a local Walmart with about 20 cats in her Dodge Neon.
What? That's not even like an SUV. That's like the
small
size of my car.
Yes. And
what?
The police officer said that she had so many cats.
I have so many questions. How can you get the cats in? How?
I don't know.
You would need like a large funnel. Mm-hmm. Like there's no... Trying to get two dogs in my car is impossible.
Yes, but 20 cats.
And cats don't even want to... They're not interested in that. They don't want to go for a ride.
Right. Well, apparently she had so many cats in there that she couldn't see out the back window of the car.
Oh, my gosh.
Which would probably impede her driving, I'm guessing.
How so anyway, does cats not, like, scratch her face off? They're like, lady, this is a terrible idea.
I don't know.
Oh, my gosh.
So they're driving. She's driving, and she gets stopped. Well, oops, 4 of the cats escaped.
Oh, of course
so
they did.
The police officers had to chase the cats down, or the animal control officers, and finally caught them alongside of the highway.
Oh, my gosh.
But
where was she going? Does it say?
She was going to Walmart.
Oh, my gosh. to buy cat food, probably.
She went to Walmart and got it done and then was going home, I guess, with all her friends.
Good plan,
let's hope that
lady.
Was all of her friends.
Yeah. Oh, my Lord. Excellent. Thank you, Dawn.
That is it.
So, John, let's talk about Mission Orange. Tell us a little bit about it. Now, there was an announcement last week that Oklahoma City was selected, only city in the country to be chosen for this. Explain what Mission Orange is and how that's going to affect the city.
Well, it's a national program that's done by the ASPCA, and what it means is that it started out with 7 cities, and they got down to 3, and we were one of the 3 finalists. Mm-hmm. And over the last year, Oklahoma City has been competing against Cleveland, Ohio, Asheville, North Carolina. So we're in that competitive process for an entire year, and basically what the prize is. The ASPCA comes into Oklahoma City. They provide support and training, and they send expertise staff in our field. And they come in and they train our staff, and then also they provide $600,000 over the next 3 to 3.5 years to the city. And we are partnered with the Central Oklahoma Humane Society mm-hmm. in this effort. So we're not quite sure exactly how the money's going to, you know, go or be divided, mm-hmm. but that's the amount that's set forth. And in July, we start plans with the ASPCA, mm-hmm. and we try to get this program up and running. And the ultimate goal, the reason for all of this, is to try and increase the live release rate here in Oklahoma City.
Mm-hmm. But you guys have had some recent success with the live release rate, haven't you? I mean, that's improving, right?
It definitely is improving. We've gone up 10.5% in the last year since we first started in this program when we were competing. And during that time, ASPCA also provided some training and some support to the three cities that were competing for this Mission Orange status. And so during that time, we competed, but you know, we've gone up 10.5%. Our adoptions on cats have more than doubled.
Oh, good.
And our dog adoptions have increased as well. Last year, we just finished up. We did almost 7,000 adoptions, which is a record here
wow.
in Oklahoma City.
That's great. So, when you're done at the end of 3 years, 3.5 years, what will mean success for you guys? What will be sort of the end goal that you say, yes, this was great?
Well, kind of the goal that's set is we like to have a 75% live release rate
wow.
at the end of this 3 year period, which means in most cases that we will be adopting out all adoptable animals. Everything mm-hmm. that is placeable will be placed, and that's the ultimate goal, and mm-hmm. we hope that we will reach that at the end of this 3 years.
Now, there are animals that you can't adopt, right? Like, is that pretty much accepted nationwide?
I mean, it is. We take in, you know, probably several thousand each year that can't be placed back in homes, either due to aggression or behavior problems or maybe illness. We get take in a lot that are already in pretty bad condition when we get
yeah.
them, and we do the best we can for them. But some of them ultimately have to be euthanized.
Does the Mission Orange plan include any kind of, like, preventative measures like spay neuter stuff, or are those still in the plans in the works?
That's kind of the spay neuter is part of the big picture.
Mm-hmm.
Central Oklahoma Humane Society, that's who our partner is in this, and,
mm-hmm.
and they already have one spay neuter clinic open, and they are about to open another one in June,
mm-hmm.
and so they will help support that and give us ideas on that as well as we go through this. But that spay neuter is definitely a big part of what we have to do to accomplish our goal.
Great. Well, thank you very much for the info, John. We appreciate you coming in.
Well, thank you.
And before we head out, we have some tips. It's getting warm, you know, like every other day. And
not today.
Not
but
today.
Maybe tomorrow.
Some days, random days, which means a lot of dogs are getting excited and ready to go outside, just like kids.
Mm-hmm.
And so we have some tips from dogplay.com about what you can do in the summer. Agility, any kind of over, under, in and out games. If you go out to the Pets and People in Yukon,
mm-hmm.
they've got a big course set up there.
They do.
I took my dogs there and they didn't get it. Karting.
My kid climbed on it.
Oh, yeah. Well, she, yeah. Ellie was like, this is great. Frisbee, any kind of, and even if dogs don't maybe bring the Frisbee back, it'll be good exercise for you to go pick it up. Dock jumping or dock diving. And this is something that you see on the Purina Incredible Dog
mm-hmm.
challenges. Most dogs love water and they love jumping, so it's a great combination.
Mm-hmm.
Dog camps, take a vacation with your dog and let them out to play.
Mm-hmm.
New environments are always exciting. Dog parks, of course. Dog walks, socialization, and off-leash play. And dogs love sniffing other dogs. Do games outside. If you are into hunting, do that. Fetching, let them hang out with you outside when you're doing yard work, which might be counterproductive, but it will still be entertaining for them. Herding, let them herd whatever it is they like to herd. Maybe cats, maybe other dogs, maybe children, whatever they like to do outside.
Mm-hmm.
Take your dogs hiking and backpacking with you. My dog actually loves to hike. He can be off-leash and gets to sniff everything in sight, and he actually lasted much longer than my husband and I did. obedience. Now, this is something that is always stimulating for dogs, but, you know, take them outside and practice all the things that they need to learn.
Mm-hmm.
performance art such as tricks. Now, Don's dogs are amazing at performance art. I'm pretty sure that one of your dogs can ride a unicycle.
Mm.
They're really talented. And then go roller skating, rollerblading, biking, whatever. Take your dogs along just mm-hmm. for some fresh air. So those are from dogplay.com. And thanks again, Don, for the news. And thank
You're
you
welcome.
Again, John, for coming in.
Thank you.
And thank you, everyone, for listening. And go out and take care of your pets.